Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, Build Your Base has arrived in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council had the exciting opportunity to educate members of the Oklahoma State University football team about the benefits of beef in a healthy diet. Through the Build Your Base with Beef program, the student athletes learn the benefits of a high-quality protein and an active lifestyle. The program was developed in partnership between the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, Sanford Health, and Sanford Sports Science Institute. It is a game-changing nutrition tool for athletes that focuses on nutrition tips to maximize their athletic performance and showcases how nutrient-rich beef can be incorporated as part of their meal plan. Through the seminar, students learned how to use modular meal planning to make sure each meal contained maximum nutrition while also learning about the benefits of beef for providing optimal protein. OSU Sports Nutrition will continue to use the Build Your Base program with its students' athletes throughout the year, and we look forward to expanding the reach of this fantastic program in Oklahoma in the future.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more at buildyourbase.org.
Good afternoon. Today's cattle futures were mixed. We had a strong live cattle futures market there, up $1.22 at 145.57 in the October live cattle, following some earlier bids of 142. I think we were expecting 140 or 141 cash, and at 142 occurring, that was enough to lift the futures here. December was up $1.22 at 151.27. February, 92 higher at 155.40. Feeder cattle were weaker, though. September feeders down 47 at 179.50. The October's down 60 at 180.82. The November's down 30 here at 182.67. So two different markets between the live cattle and feeder cattle, with one going up and one going down. Now, the hog market, up $1.35 in October at 96.05. The December's up $2.35 at 87.65. That spread between the October and December lean hogs has been moving quite a bit. Today it moved a dollar down, but it has been all over the place for that hog. Continue to talk about how many cows have sold this week at OKC West. I know there was about 1,200 cows sale. That was 13% over last year on the cow sale this year. So really changing the dynamics of the overall market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
And today's grain futures were in the red. Kind of surprising, at the very end of the day, the bean market turned red. But November beans down 4 at 14.51. The December corn down 5 3/4 at 6.76 1/2. Kansas City December wheat down 21 3/4 at 9.25 1/4. July of 23 was down 24 1/4 at 9.06 3/4. And last trade was on the low of the day for the July wheat. Kind of the same stuff been going on. Harvest is here. You know, this time of year is new acres come on the market, or new production for corn and beans comes on the market. That'll be the seasonal low, you know, September, October time frame for the corn and beans. So we're seeing some harvest pressure. Also, the railroad strike at this point has been delayed at least until September 29th. I've seen multiple reports. One says that they have a deal. One says that they're still working on the details. And so I don't know for sure, but we've got 2 more weeks to worry about it. And we'll see what happens. I have not seen anything updated since this morning. Cotton futures today were slightly higher, 57 higher in December at 103.28. We also had the last 4 weeks of export sales announced this morning. You know, the USDA had a mistake a couple weeks ago, so they delayed them, and all 4 weeks were today. Looking through that report, I didn't really see anything that looked out of the ordinary.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.